Hey there, you can take Alt Latino and more with you on the NPR One app. NPR One finds you the best from public radio and beyond, like way cool interviews, your favorite podcasts, and now an easy way to listen to your favorite local NPR station live. NPR One is ready to make commuting, cleaning the house, alone time, or smoking a cigar even better. Find NPR One on your app store. Now, let's start the show. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, the celebration of Black History Month continues. And this time we focus on Afro-Brazilian music, the diversity of the rich culture that is Brazil and all its regional greatness. Not going to be a lot of talking. It's mostly music. I guess it's a mixtape of sorts. So that's what's in store for today. And to help me, we have, again, Alt Latino assistant producer and Croc fellow, Jessica Diaz Hurtado. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here.
Oh my gosh, we got a lot of great music and you picked some really cool songs. We're going to start with some Afro-Brazilian music and jazz. This is the great percussionist Nana Vasconcelos and guitarist and multi-instrumentalist Esberto Gismonti. This is called Toma Rapeba and the album's called Duas Voces. Nana Vasconcelos and Esberto Gismonti from Brazil. Those two guys really expanded the scope and the appreciation of Brazilian music during the, I guess you could say the 80s, late 70s, 80s, and 90s for sure, from Brazil. And they recorded a lot of great music together and independently. And that is the theme this week, Afro-Brazilian music and celebration of Black History Month, as we continue to celebrate Afro-Latino culture of all types. And Jessica, you brought in some really cool stuff. What's next?
Yes, I brought in Maria Davila Machildi by Elza Suarez. Elza Suarez is an extraordinary and legendary samba queen. She's in her late 70s, and she just released an album last year called Mulher do Fim do Mundo, Woman at the End of the World. And honestly, it's one of my favorite albums from last year. This album is very experimental. She mixes samba with distorted rock. And this specific song talks about domestic violence, and it's about a battered woman who threatens to throw boiling water to her abusive husband. This is called Maria Davila Machildi. Thank you.
Cadê meu celular? Eu vou ligar pro 80. Vou entregar teu nome e explicar meu endereço. Aqui você não entra mais, eu digo que não te conheço. E jogo água fervendo se você se aventurar. Eu solto o cachorro e apontando pra você. Eu grito pé. Eu quero ver você pular, você correr na frente dos vizinhos. Você vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Cadê meu celular? Eu vou ligar pro 80. Vou entregar teu nome e explicar meu endereço. Aqui você não entra mais, eu digo que não te conheço. E jogo água fervendo se você se aventurar. Eu solto o cachorro e apontando pra você, eu grito pex. Eu quero ver você pular, você correr na frente do vizinho. Você vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. E quando o Samago chegar,
eu mostro o rosto no meu braço.
Entrega o teu baralho, teu bloco de pule, teu dado chumbado, põe água no bule. Fazendo ofereça um cafezinho, cê vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Cadê meu celular? Eu vou ligar pro 80. Vou entregar teu nome e explicar meu endereço. Aqui você não entra mais, eu digo que não te conheço. E jogo água fervendo se você se aventurar. Eu solto o cachorro e apontando pra você, eu grito pé. Eu quero ver você pular, você correr na frente dos vizinhos. Você vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. E quando tua mãe ligar,
capricho nos colares.
Digo que é mimado, que é cheio de dengo. Mal acostumado, tem nada no tempo. Deita, vira e dorme rapidinho. Cê vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Cê vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Cê vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Cê vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Cê vai se arrepender de levantar a mão pra mim. Mão cheia de dedo, dedo cheio de unha.
That had a lot of influence, if not directly associated with MPB, Música Popular.
Oh, yeah.
Brasileira. Because that is the 70s sound for sure, man.
Definitely. She's bringing it back into this new generation of artists. And she's 70 years old and she still has it. And I think this is some of her best music because I feel like she was able to really experiment more. She was able to collaborate with younger artists. And I think it was an amazing piece of work.
Nice find. Okay. Now, the next one you have is an artist that we featured here on Alt Latino before, Carol Conca, and big fan of hers.
Yes.
So what'd you bring?
I love Carol Conca. This song is called Maracutaya. She's one of the most praised rappers out of Brazil. When I think of her, I think of like a mix between Beyonce and MIA. And she really mixes Brazilian sounds with hip hop. And this is one of her newer songs that she dropped back in October called Maracutaya.
Só na maracutaia não pode ver uma saia. Ao invés de aplausos ele recebe uma vaia. Vive na mentira e sai cantando a maracutaia. Vira mais um toque, faz fumaça e cate a faia. Algumas na pista suplicando por um membro. Ele ajeita a gola da camisa e cai pra dentro. Consumação zerada, mas continua bebendo. Pra ele é tudo ou nada e qualquer coisa tá valendo. Já aposentou a lucidez, oh. Percebe que já passou das três, oh. lembra o que vê. Segue sacudindo, fazendo tudo outra vez. Ele dá. Recebe, nunca dá e comemora. Assim que é, assim que é, é, é. Ele tá dando sopa, mas não tem cura. Nunca sabe o que quer e quando decide o que quer, acaba escolhendo errado e vê que é só mais um qualquer. O cara tá perturbado, então salve-se quem puder. Vive no campo minado, é tipo vem o que vier. É, é, oh, oh. Já aposentou a lucidez, oh. Percebe que já passou das.
Crossfade on Alt Latino. This is something I brought in. This is Bixiga 70, and I'm sure I'm messing up the Portuguese completely, but I'm not even going to try.
No, it's fine.
It's this track is called Ventania. It's from an album that's come out a while back. It's called Three, or I don't know how to say three in Portuguese.
Tres.
Tres. I really like these guys. Great combination of Afro-Brazilian and funk and modern sounds. Again, Bixiga 70.
Thank you.
Dan Funk from Bixiga 70 on this show about Afro-Brazilian music in our celebration of Black History Month featuring Afro-Latino culture and music. Now, you brought in the next track. What do we have?
We have Meu Happy Jazz by Tassia Reis. Tassia Reis, she's a rapper from Jacaré, which is a southeastern part of Brazil. And she usually likes to sing about her own history. And this music touches upon the violence in her neighborhood and growing up poor. She says she's also inspired by Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill. This specific song talks on how both rap and jazz has kept her strong. This is called Meu Happy Jazz by Tassia Reis.
Meu happy jazz, meu happy jazz, da 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 da, da 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 da. Eu fico sempre na moral, mas sabe, más notícias abalam o meu astral. Eu tô legal, não tá ruim, tô forte, tô viva, tô bem longe do fim, acho, né? Sempre levando uns tocos, a vida dando um soco, a quem acha que é pouco, mas não é. Mas nem ligo pros outros, quero chegar no topo, loucura racha coco, sem bop pra mané. Sem desperdiçar energia, várias patifarias querendo me arrastar. Não dou ideia, peço as heresia. Sou de periferia, tipo ruim de se enganar. Mas deixo os bicos zoar, ninguém vai assumir, mas todos querem brilhar. Minha intuição quer cantar, tira um segundo pra ouvir, que eu não costumo falhar. Ideia zoada nem consta, nem pago pra mostrar, direto e na fuça, e sem blá blá blá. Não flow que assusta, yeah, yeah, yeah. Meu rap jazz, sem mimimi, zum zum zum. Zé Fini, aqui é claque boom. Menos enrolação e mais ação, mais participação e mais ação, menos falação e mais ação. Faladores falam muito, eu não. Não tenho tempo a perder, quero vencer por mim e lutar por você. Se depender de mim, vou merecer o respeito que aprendi que devo lutar pra ter. Isso me fez fortalecer, desenvolver. Se não fosse sagaz, tava em outro rolê. Pra você ver, pra você ver. Luz para o ser, que batalha, trabalha e não falha no seu proceder. Deus sempre vê quem é aliado e quem tá de papo furado, querendo pagar de ser. Deixa estar, deixa-se crescer. O tempo é quem vai poder dizer. Não faço nada mais que respeitar meus pés. Eu vivo o meu happy jazz. Ideia zoada não consta, nem constará quem é, é. Quem não é nunca será. Conversa fiada não rola, nem rolará. Quem é, é. Quem não é nunca será. Quem é, é. Quem não é nunca será. Não, 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 não. Nunca será, nunca será.
Boy, that was a brilliant overlay. The hip-hop over the jazz piano.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of Brazilians, they are really brilliant in mixing different sounds.
Jessica, bringing it today, man. Okay, one thing you may notice in this week's show is that Jessica is bringing in some of the more current music. Bixiga 70 was within the last couple of years, but it had that 70s funk sound.
Yeah.
So I'm more of a reflecting... you know, stuff from my generation, I guess.
And it's great. It's classic.
So one thing I did bring, and I'm going to break the rules just a little bit. I brought in a track from an album called Rhythm of the Saints. It was released in 1990, and it's from the U.S. singer and the American singer Paul Simon. Okay. He made an album called Graceland with some South African musicians that was a huge hit. And then shortly after that, in 1990, he released an album that was comprised mainly of Brazilian rhythms, Afro-Brazilian rhythms, with his own style of singing over the top of it. And it didn't receive as much attention as Graceland did. Graceland sort of changed the world musically. There were some conversations about cultural appropriation, and there was some back and forth with that, as there were with this album. But I've always fallen on the side of, you know, he brought light to South African music, and he certainly brought light to this Afro-Brazilian music and some of the musicians. This is from the album Rhythm of the Saints. This is called The Obvious Child. And when you hear it, it's going to be obvious, of course, as to why it has such a strong Brazilian influence. Check it out. This is called The Obvious Child. That was Paul Simon on Alt Latino, of all the musicians were playing him Alt Latino. This is our celebration of Black History Month by spotlighting Afro-Latino culture, and we've been doing that all month, and this week we're doing Afro-Brazilian music, but through the prism of contemporary music. You know, if you listen to Alt Latino regularly, a few weeks ago we had Dan Sheehy on. He is the curator emeritus of Smithsonian Folkways Records, so we went very, very rootsy with that. We jumped around all over Latin America playing Afro-Latino roots music. This week, we're doing the same with Brazil, but through, again, the lens of contemporary music. And I got the next two cuts, okay? I'm going to hog up some time because the songs are not very long. A few years ago, there was an album put out called The Brasileiro Treasure Box of Funk and Soul, okay? And it's this great compilation of funk and soul from the 70s in Brazil. It's an amazing record, and it has all kinds of stuff that sounds very familiar to what you would hear in the United States, but it was happening simultaneously in Brazil.
I love when that happens.
Right? It's like everybody was on the same wavelength, except they were singing in Portuguese. So I brought in two tracks because one of them's like just a minute and a half long. First, we're going to hear from a group called Trio Mocotó. This is called Swinga Sambabi. And this is, again, a little bit of funk with some Afro-Brazilian stuff mixed in the background.
Tu pensa as coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Tu pensa as coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Lindos olhos você tem, cabelos longos também. Não te troco por ninguém, menina, te quero bem. Swinga, sambaby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Swinga, sambaby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Sinto muito, pode crer. Agora me amarro em você. Sou um homem de prazer. Tu és o meu bem querer.
Swinga, boneca, swinga. Swinga pra menina dançar, swinga.
Sinto muito, pode crer. Agora me amarro em você. Sou um homem de prazer, tu és o meu bem querer. Swinga, sambaby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Swinga, sambaby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina.
Olha aí, ninguém mexe com a minha boneca. E só quem swinga é essa minha menina aí. E quem não swinga em geral morre totalmente com a boca cheia de formiga.
Seriously, 70s sound, that was Trio Mocotó from the album The Brasileiro Treasure Box of Funk and Soul. And I'm going to sneak in another one. This is from an artist called Franco. And this is, my Portuguese is here. What does it say?
Ei, você é psiu.
There you go. What she said. Yeah, as you pointed out off mic, Jessica, that this is pre-internet, so this stuff was happening organically. It was what they were probably bringing in some records from the United States, listening to some of those funk bands and soul bands, and then creating their own thing.
I love that. I love that cross-cultural connection.
I just want to say the name of the album again, because it's so much fun. The Brasilero Treasure Box of Funk and Soul. That's the name of that record. You got one more song to close us out. What do you bring?
Yes, I do. It's called Zero by Liniker y Os Caramelos. And I had the opportunity to interview Liniker. She's a black trans woman singer. And her and her group are based out of São Paulo. And she says that the song Zero is about reframing love and the appreciation of love. It's a very soft song, but she has a very raw and honest voice. And this is called Zero by Liniker y Os Caramelos.
A gente fica mordido, não fica. Vem te lábio, teu jeito de olhar. E lembro do beijo em teu pescoço, do meu toque grosso, com medo de te transpassar. A gente fica mordido. Não fica. Vem te lábio, teu jeito de olhar. Me lembro do beijo em teu pescoço, do meu toque grosso, com medo de te transpassar e transpassar.
Talking over this song because it's so cool, but I do want to remind listeners that you can hear this song and all the others we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, NPR's Alt Latino.
Also remind you that we have been covering Afro-Latino culture this month on Black History Month, and we've got some more programming coming up, so please stay tuned to the next couple weeks because we got a lot of great stuff coming up. I got to get back to this song because this is so cool. It's so smooth and groovy. Just like it sort of matches with some of the other 70s stuff too.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a reinterpretation, but like modern times.
Thanks for bringing it in and thanks for being on the show.
Of course. Always happy to be here.
I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Deixa eu bagunçar você. Deixa...
deixa eu bagunçar com você. Deixa eu bagunçar você. Deixa eu bagunçar.